When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Okay, there's a reason the Texans are playing the Cowboys on Monday. There's a reason the Cowboys are on the schedule. It's because both teams finished in first place in their respective divisions last year. This is the 17th game. This is the extra game. So the Texans are matched up with this year it's the NFC East. They're matched up with the same corresponding team with where they finished last year. The Texans are still the first place team in the AFC South. The Cowboys, they are not. They are behind both the teams that played last night on Thursday Night Football. The Eagles, well behind. The Eagles and the Washington Commanders. The Cowboys are way closer to the Giants than they are either of those teams right now. And yet, still a battle for the state of Texas. Still a team you don't play very much. We all hate Dallas down here. We'll discuss that throughout the show. But reasons this game still has juice when one of the two teams is failing miserably this year. Seth, I've got a few here. And the first one is you've got the Micah Parsons, CJ Stroud dynamic. This is the two of them are very good friends. They share an agent. They basically did a barnstorming tour this offseason globally. They went everywhere together, these two.
That's right, yeah. They went to Japan. They sumo wrestled together.
Sumo wrestled, yeah. They were all over.
Well, not together. And it was more, it was more Micah that was more
CJ
of a sumo
watched,
wrestler.
Shirtless, yeah. But they traveled the Far East together. They did a draft show together. They did multiple podcasts together. Here are Micah Parsons and CJ Stroud jawing about which team is better, the Texans or the Cowboys?
Who would you say is the best team in Texas right now?
You know what it is? I mean, I feel like Micah knows who it is. Me and Steph know who it is.
I mean,
you know, so. But no, like, everything got to get figured out on the field, you know, like.
I ain't even seen no chemistry, and I ain't even get a snap. We the best team. What the hell?
There's a time and place, you know what I'm saying, where you're going to figure it out. You're going to see what it's about.
And you know what it is?
What is it?
You know, he faced some pretty good guys. But he ain't never see a killer, though.
You sitting on a couch with one.
You ain't never see a killer in his eyes and, you know, got to throw that ball downfield. Like, he just be talking.
Okay, so one of hundreds of arguments those two had on the internet.
He's never seen a killer.
Offseason.
I want that point. It's funny. As great as Micah Parsons is, I just don't look at him as a killer. He's not like a scary defensive lineman. I mean, he's scary in that he can wreck your day with production.
He can wreck your game, yeah.
But
yeah.
he's not like a, you know, Greg Lloyd type. You know, somebody that's just
fear
so
for your life,
menacing
type.
And yeah, might actually stalk you down and beat you up after the game.
Right.
He's not that kind of guy.
He's not a meet you in the parking lot guy.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So
unless you want to trade Pokemon cards,
yeah,
or something.
Exactly. Yeah. He might meet you there, but it might not be to fight. So the Micah Parsons, CJ Stroud dynamic is a fun thing to watch in this game. That's number one. Number two, if the Texans embarrass the Cowboys on Monday night, could this be a knockout blow? Could the Texans get a head coach fired this weekend?
No. Okay. Only because the Cowboys are so weird in the way that they make any of their decisions and they drag their feet. Well, Jerry Jones specifically.
Okay, let me rephrase, because I agree with you. I don't think Jerry would fire Mike McCarthy. Could they turn Mike should Mike McCarthy be fired into the A1 topic on all the national shows on
Tuesday?
Oh,
yeah, probably, except that I feel like everybody else has kind of gotten to the point where with the Cowboys...
That doesn't stop them from talking about McCarthy getting fired.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Probably. I mean, if you get embarrassed at home. But this has been ongoing. They haven't won at home yet. They've been just thoroughly embarrassed. Some of the scores don't tell the whole story. They've had huge deficits going into the fourth quarter in, I think, all of their home games this year. And it's been really, really bad. So I don't know if there's anything that's capable of being a tipping point more so than already has been tipped.
Yeah.
This seesaw is anchored down by Mike McCarthy's fat hiney already. It's like Mike McCarthy is sitting on the seesaw. It's on the ground.
Yeah.
He should have been fired, and he's eating a triple Happy Meal.
No, Happy Meal.
Yes.
You and I are on the same side of that. I'm just wondering, like, the Texans for these last two primetime games, we've woken up the next morning, and they have been on the wrong side of the storyline. Are the Jets back?
Yeah.
Are the Lions the best team in football?
Right.
And now they have a chance to be on the right side of the storylines on Tuesday morning if they just decimate the Cowboys on Monday night.
Yeah, you know? And there's a much better chance with Nico Collins in the game.
Agreed.
You know,
yeah.
Nico doesn't fix all of the Nico doesn't fix the systemic issues on the offensive line, but he does cover it up really, really well.
Yeah.
He doesn't get rid of the black mold, but he puts a nice sheen of spackle over it.
Yes.
Long enough to fool the new home buyers. Yes.
I would add to this too that the Jerry Jones interview on 105.3 The Fan on Tuesday will be a whole lot more fun for Texan fans if the Texans win on Monday night. Like that'll be some fun clips to play on, you know, because you know Sean and RJ will ask the question about what's it feel like to, you know, lose to your in-state rival.
I think the biggest problem is in regards to all that is that the Cowboys don't have their starting quarterback. So, I mean, that first and foremost, you've got that built-in excuse to where it cushions it a little bit. If they got destroyed and Dak Prescott was the quarterback, then you're really wondering, okay, what the hell are we doing here? Where this will be, they'll be able to sit back on, well, we don't have Dak, and once Dak returns, things will be different.
They can, but this is why the Texans offense needs to get their head out. This is why the Texans need to go hang 40 on these fools. This Dallas defense sucks.
Right.
They're in the bottom five of everything. Like
they're horrendous.
They're horrendous. They don't defend the run. Like you can run through these guys. They suck in the red zone. They suck on third down. Like this isn't me just trying to use the word suck as many times as I can. Like I can go find the stats if you want me to. But they're last in red zone defense. They're 31st in passer rating allowed in the red zone. They're 28th on third down. Like they are so bad. They are so bad. Like this is, and with Nico Collins back, Seth, as you just said, this is such a get well game for the Texans offensively here.
Yeah.
An extra day to get ready for it and work out your kinks that you've had. You did some good things against the Lions that you can build on. You're not coming off just a wall to wall horrific game like you did against the Jets. Like you got to get at least 30. And I'm not saying to win the game. I'm saying you need to get 30 to make a statement in this game that you can play offense.
The Cowboys' defense is second worst at stopping the run. They're allowing 152 yards per game.
Yeah.
They've allowed the most rushing touchdowns at home. They allow an average of 3 rushing touchdowns per game at AT&T Stadium.
That's incredible. At home. Oh, my God.
At home. At home. Dude. Yes. It's been a house of horrors for them at home this year.
Oh, my God.
A cavernous house of horrors.
Yeah.
Very well lit.
Ugh.
Very extremely cool. Well lit while the sun is setting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little too well lit in some in some spots. Yeah. So reasons this game still has juice. Yeah, you got to destroy these guys. Brandon Cooks is on IR. I'm a little disappointed about that. Remember old Cooksy, the old trade requester extraordinaire when old Jackie Boy got let go back
in
2022?
The cool thing about Brandon Cooks is that his facial expression never changes. He's got the same scowl on his face now as his after he probably gets really good news about something. He's still got a scowl
constant
on his face.
RBF, man. Constant RBF with him. I've got audio from Brandon Cooks for a little later in the show in a little segment called 5 Reasons I Hate You.
And good.
It's so glorious, dude. It's when it was right after the season was over in 2022 when he was looking for a trade. and he was talking about he didn't want to be part of a rebuild anymore. Remember that?
That's right.
He didn't want to be part of a rebuild.
No rebuilds. I'm going to go off to somewhere that just screams never rebuilding the Dallas Cowboys.
I love this so much.
They're on a 30-year rebuild, and yet somehow he doesn't want to be a part of a rebuild.
Go to the Cowboys instead. Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like... I mean, the rebuild for the Texans feels like it's moving in the right direction.
There's zero excuse for the Texans if they don't go up and just destroy the Cowboys.
Yes.
With Nico Collins back. And now I'm not saying it can't happen, obviously. I'm just saying as far as excuses, no. The Texans have under-delivered on the promise of what their depth chart looks like, what this team looks like on paper versus what the Cowboys look on paper right now, where I'm trying to talk myself up into being nervous about Dawdle, the running back.
Yeah, there are two guys that can wreck this game for you if you're the Texans. Yeah. It's Micah Parsons on defense, and it's CeeDee Lamb on offense. That's it.
And Rico Dawdle.
Like, that's not even, doesn't even sound
Rico
like
a... Dawdle, Sean, he was...
Oh, no.
He's averaging 4.4 yards per carry last week over Zeke Elliott's 3.6 yards. They chose
to go into the season with him as their lead back, or I guess Ezekiel Elliott, but yeah. Text message, 5-Hour Energy fan line, 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football super fans. How can Dameon Pierce be considered the backup? He's got like 10 carries all year. Okay, well, who's the backup then? You tell me.
Right, and he's healthy and practicing this week. He's been banged up, right? Wow, what did you say about Dameon Pierce being the backup?
I just said he was back. When we were going through the injury report in the open, I said Dameon Pierce. So you got your backup running back.
I mean, it's the same question I've asked, and we'll see. I mean, Dameon had one really nice run on the season so far as a running back, there really hasn't been anything to judge him by because he's been banged up and injured. And
there's nobody else.
We'll see. But the Texans consider him their backup running back.
Yeah.
That's why he's the backup running back.
Yeah, why is he the backup?
Because he's their backup running back.
Because the other running backs are Dari Ogunbowale and J.J. Taylor. That's why he's their backup running back.
Yeah, I don't even understand the question. No. Now I'm getting agitated about
this
nonsense.
Don't get agitated. Let's see. I remember the Texans' inaugural season win over the Cowboys. Seth was there, too. You were there for that. The Cowboys for you, the Texans' first ever win. You played a prominent role in that.
That person probably remembers it better than I do. I'm focused on, just doing my job on game day. Everybody else is taking in the whole game.
You had a safety in that game, Seth. You caused a safety in that game against the...
I was a prolific scorer for a stretch of time there. I was like the Texans' third or fourth leading scorer all time.
You were on pace.
Talk about an expansion team stat.
You were on pace to get a safety in every game.
I was. However, the scoring, look up the box score on that. And who scored? Billy Miller and Chris Brown and others. And then Seth
Payne. Yep.
Yeah.
You were probably like the fourth leading scorer in franchise history. Yeah.
That's how I should start. A previous fourth leading scorer in franchise history.
Not false. Yeah, mm-hmm. Not false.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sean, this text message, Sean is totally pulling a D'Amico today. Monday you were sleep deprived and pissed off at the game, and today you're in a good mood and we're division champs, LOL. Just joking around. Don't destroy me on air. I won't destroy. No, that's true. That's true. No, and
did that guy say anything about Damian Pierce being the backup running back?
Not that I can tell, and I don't think it's the same. It's not the same guy. That's right. It's the okay. Next text. Yeah. So, no, but I am. I'm in a super good mood today. Just not just about the Texans, but yeah, like that's. Seth and I explained ourselves after these primetime games. We are very sleep-deprived when we come in after a primetime game to do the show. So a lot of the same emotions that were happening the night before, the only thing standing in between them is 3 hours of very poor sleep, which only exacerbates the situation. We might be better off if we just stayed up all night instead of getting 3 bad hours of sleep.
Yeah, plus I'll make no apologies with sleep or without sleep for being upset after a loss.
Nope.
That's human nature, baby.
Yeah.
If you came to this show looking for people, defying human nature,
wrong place. Yep, came to the wrong place.
I respect God's creation. That's what I do. Every time I throw a tantrum, I feel like, that's what I'm doing.
Yep.
I'm respecting the way God made me.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. 5 Hour Energy fan line. Okay, now Seth, this is something to put on one of the burners here. Lose to Dallas, I'm done with the Texans this year. That is a thing. I'm super optimistic about this game. I think the Cowboys feel like a different type of wounded animal than the Jets were a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
The Jets had already fired their coach. They had that interim head coach potential bump still. Aaron Rodgers is not Cooper Rush. Like there was still, obviously, there was still little the old Aaron Rodgers in there.
Right.
I don't want to look ahead to a Tuesday morning where the Texans are 6-5.
Okay, look at CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb's gone over 100 yards receiving once this year. He's averaging 11 yards per reception. That's the lowest of his career. They haven't been able to really utilize CeeDee Lamb all that well, and that's with Dak Prescott for most of the season. So yeah, if the Texans have a few glitches on the back end and they end up letting CeeDee Lamb go off and the Cowboys, even if they're in the game in the fourth quarter, I feel like that's a bit of a failure of the Texans delivering on what they should be looking on, looking like right now.
Spreads more than a touchdown on this game. It's 7.5. Like the odds makers think the Texans should win by more than a touchdown.
And make no mistakes about it. I'm not cocky about it. The Texans, the professional version of the Texans, still need to show up.
Yes.
The team that can play 4 complete quarters, the team that can deliver on the potential they have on their offense, they still need. So But we're talking about what should be and what the line shows and reflects is that the Texans should be a much better team, especially on the road in Dallas, where Dallas has been atrocious this year.
Yep.
So you don't have any excuses about your offensive line falling to mud whenever they have to go to silent count. It's just, no, they should be a better team than the Cowboys.
Dallas has not shown up for a single home game this year. They've not.
Yeah.
That's not exaggeration or hyperbole or me missing a game here and just applying it to all. You know, it's no. They played 4 games there and they played 4 crappy games there. Be the next crappy game for them, Texans. All right, headlines. We'll get you an injury report for the Texans Thursday night football last night as well. And Rockets back in action tonight, man. Rockets looking forward to this. Another game against the Clippers. We got a little bit of Astros news. Let's get to headlines coming up next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.